spark of love in you. He said that becomes visible, because I can't long limit you to the littleness that I used to limit you to when I'm no longer just seeing you as somebody to take care of my needs. So now I'm going to start to see you differently. I see that little sparkle, that little cute sparkle. You know, then it gets bigger and bigger. Because the more I focus on it, the more I see it. But once you cross the bridge, the value of the body is so diminished in your sight that you will see no need at all to magnify it. What does that mean? It means that you put the body in the same place as you do everything else. All of a sudden, it's not the all in all. It's just part of your experience. It's no need to magnify it anymore. Okay, I got one. It's nice. I enjoy it. Feels good. Glad I have. Enjoying it a lot more than I used to. But it's just part of my experience. And now I know what my body really is for. My body is to enable me to bring you to this same perception so that we can be released together there. See, that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm using my body, right, to bring you to the bridge of looking at yourself as being more valuable than just a physical body. And I'm releasing you here. How am I releasing you? Because I'm not trying to limit what you do. That I need your special relationships to take care of that.
So then the example of the elderly couple walking down the street that you saw hand in hand is really a manifestation, as close as we can see, of the great race.
That they're giving you an example of what it looks like to really love each other and really see each other. And it says it right here. It says, and you will realize that the only value that the body has is to enable you to bring your brothers to the bridge with you and to be released together. So if you're going to form a relationship with me, let's use our relationship to release each other from the belief in limitation and littleness. Let's use each other to help each other let go of the belief in limit. Now we are taking each other to the bridge and releasing each other there. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph 7. Now, then the course tells you, you're hearing this term bridge, you keep hearing it say bridge, now it's about to describe to you what A Course in Miracles bridge is. Okay? It's nothing more than a transition in the perspective of reality. On this side, the separate body side, the fear side, everything you see is grossly distorted and completely out of perspective. What does that mean? Well, it means what is little and insignificant is magnified here, and what is strong, our spiritual nature, and powerful, our spiritual nature, is cut down to littleness. What is little, the body, what's insignificant in the grand scheme of things, the body, is magnified. And what is strong, who we really are, love, is cut down to littleness. We said that the love is what's weak. If you're in the transition, this is how you can tell. If you're on the bridge, this is how you can tell. In the transition, there is a period of confusion. Based on the definition, those who are on the bridge, please raise your hand. Okay, bunch of us, we hanging out on the bridge. All right, because how do we know we're in the transition over to everything we really want? We are confused. Okay, all right. It says, in the transition, there is a period of confusion, comma, that means it's about to give you the definition, in which a sense of actual disorientation may occur. So if you feel confused and disoriented right now, you're in the transition to everything you ever wanted. But he says, fear your disorientation not. Because if you have disorientation and confusion, It means only that you have been willing to let go your hold on the distorted frame of reference that seemed to hold your world together. If you are disoriented right now, it means you have actually been willing to let go of your old way of looking at things. If you're confused and disoriented right now, it means you really have started to really let go of your old ways. This frame of reference that used to hold your world together that you're letting go of, is built around the special relationship. Without this illusion, there could be no meaning that you would still be seeking in a world of fear and separation. Don't be afraid that you will be abruptly lifted up and hurled into reality. Don't be afraid that you're going to be lifted up and hurled into happiness. Time is kind if you use it on behalf of reality. It will keep gentle pace with you in your transition. The urgency is only in dislodging your mind from its fixed position. Yeah. It's urgent. What? You need to dislodge your mind. From what? Its fixed position in the way that it thinks that doesn't really bring you no peace. He says, now, having your mind dislodged from its old fixed position will not leave you homeless. So from a Course perspective, a homeless spirit or a homeless being is somebody without a frame of reference. So from a spiritual level, you're homeless when you don't have a frame of reference. So don't be afraid that dislodging your mind from its old ways of thinking will leave you without a frame of reference. The period of disorientation, that's when you're on the bridge, which precedes the actual transition, the disorientation that comes before your transition, is far shorter than the time it took to fix your mind so firmly on this illusion. I've said one more, say it to me again, Holy Spirit. Say it, I need you to hear that again. The period of disorientation which precedes the actual transition is far shorter than the time it took to fix your mind so firmly on your fears. The period of disorientation which precedes the actual transition is far shorter than the time it took to fix your mind so firmly on the past. This period of disorientation which precedes the actual transition is far shorter than the time it took to get yourself in the situation that you're in that you won't out of.
Yeah.
Delay will hurt you now more than before. Only because you realize delay is delay. Here's the good news. If your delay is hurting you now and upsetting you now more than before, it's because you now know that escape from pain is really possible. You're only impatient with yourself because now you're really beginning to believe that escape from pain is really possible. And the more that you believe that your escape from what upsets you is really possible, the more it hurts you to delay doing it. Find hope and comfort rather than despair in what I'm about to tell you. Now, some of you are going to feel despair. He said, but would you please try to find a little hope and comfort? Hope and comfort, hope and comfort. You ready? You could not long find even the illusion of love in any special relationship here. You know why? Because you are no longer wholly insane. What do you mean, Holy Spirit? It means you would soon recognize in your old way of doing special relationships the guilt of self-betrayal for what it is. Find hope and comfort rather than despair in this. You